Oh man, I wasn't gonna date my coach, but I mean, you can.
It's your ability, great stuff, Radovsky! Holy cow, did he get over and make a great stuff! Tatro clears it around him. Here goes Tatro, all alone. Tatro scores. Brady Tatro on a breakaway beauty.
Hello and welcome to the Pistons Tribune. I'm Declan Graham. This is the first episode of the year. Excited to get this started. We're going to try to put out a few more podcasts or episodes and a little more frequently this year. And more of a open discussion just with some of the players. Just so whoever's listening, you can get to know them more. And just understand that, you know, we do things outside of hockey, and we are more than just hockey players. Today on the show, we're going to have Matt Lenz and David Query. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Deck?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm Matt Lenz.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm David.
Okay, so NHL... You're right off the prompt.
Yeah, just rip it off the prop sheet.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you said it was gonna be an open discussion. We're gonna discuss. Yeah. We're gonna conversate.
Yeah. Declan's like, we have a few prompts here, and so it's just like the joke Declan's is just to rip already. Right off of it and just go. Okay, so new movies.
new movies, books, Deck, etc.
You're already lying to me.
Why?
Because you said we weren't gonna do that, and we're already doing.
We weren't gonna do what?
Just. Go straight to the page.
I know. That was is a joke, man. Come on.
Why are you lying?
Come on, Lenz. Chill out, bro.
Don't lie.
I need a Pepsi.
You can get a Pepsi in the fridge.
Walk
right
to the
now.
Fridge, man.
We're recording live at the Penner House, so there's the fridge is stocked. With
whoever's
Pepsi.
Stealing the food out of the freezer, please stop.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just gotta give a huge shout out though to Bruce and Kim Power for keeping that fridge nice and stocked for the boys.
Shout out
whenever
Bruce
we
and Kim.
Whoever you are. Over. I will find you.
Feel free to give out shout-outs, too. So, yeah, no, you're right, though. If the guy who's stealing the food out of our garage is listening, please stop. That would be awesome.
We will find you.
That'd be great.
We have crowbars.
No, okay. No, I'm gonna
take it easy.
Okay.
And wrenches.
Get that out.
And
yeah, anyway, so, like, I'll be moderating this and kind of producing it. I probably won't be on every single one, but whoever's on is just going to be players and talking and whatnot. Maybe we'll have some guys like Lucas Papel, who does our marketing or whatever.
He's a bum.
Paps.
The audience is saying he is a bum.
Our live studio audience is chiming in.
All right, so...
Well, really just, like, giving you guys, like, a more... in-depth look into, you know, how the Piston organization operates, and maybe a little bit of an inside look.
Montreal Canadiens just won 4-0. Let's go. That's my favorite team. So, I know that's a prompt, but I just got the update on my phone. So, let's go.
How does that work, Dak?
Updates on your phone?
No.
Notifications?
Being from Toronto, but you like the Canadiens.
Yeah, how could you possibly be a Habs fan?
Okay, yeah. So when you're growing up in Toronto. And, like, your brothers and all, and not your friends, more your brothers, and, like, all these people that are Leafs fans are so annoying and, like, don't actually know a lot about hockey, it bothers you. So I guess that's just what happened to me. I was like, these guys don't know hockey. Montreal does. That Montreal is the Mecca.
You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I think I'm totally with you. Like, I mean, I know some very nice Leafs fans. I mean, just to name one guy off the top of my head, Tyson McConnell, probably the nicest guy I know. He's a Leafs fan. But if you're ever at an NHL game,
I think Arizona's the Mecca. Honestly.
Yeah, you're gonna interrupt me. Let me finish what I'm saying here, Lenz. If you're ever at an NHL game and the Leafs are in town, the fans are just unbearable to deal with.
Yeah.
When they're away fans are so entitled, like they think they run the show.
Yep, and the fans at Leafs games themselves are, like, there's not a good atmosphere. They're not passionate. It's all business. So it's hard to cheer for a team like that because I'm not like that. I'm, like, I don't know, involved in stuff. I'm not passive about things I'm passionate.
I've never been to what's it called? It's not Air Canada anymore. Scotiabank Arena. But like, are they just like the same there as they would be if you you see them when they're on the road?
No, like, so the thing is, most of the lower bowl is they're so expensive that they're bought by companies, and it's wealthy people and businesses, and it's people there who have business meetings, and so they're in the lounge for most of the game. So they'll show up at the 10-minute mark of the first, then after the first they go to the lounge and they show up at the 10-minute mark of the second, and they leave in the 10-minute mark of the third. Like, they don't care about the game.
That's gotta just be like the worst atmosphere.
It's not a good atmosphere for a city that really loves hockey, because there are a lot of people in Toronto but that love hockey and the Leafs, but they just can't, a lot of them can't get their hands on tickets in the lower bowl because they're just so expensive. The real fans are priced out.
Yeah, and that's really too bad, because I mean, what's like, you know, 2-3 million people there. You got a lot of people that would, you know, give anything to, you know, get to a Leafs game, sit in the lower bowl, and these people, mm-hmm. you know, they're, I guess, I don't want to say they take it for granted for sure, because I don't really know, but mm-hmm. It's too bad.
And I'm not saying lower your prices, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being, like, let's say, wealthy that you can afford these tickets, but if you're going to go, just be invested in the game. Don't try to sell someone on some real estate or something, I don't know.
Yeah, that's just true for all sports. That kind of gets me a little bit. I don't know, like, why do you got to go to an NHL game to do that? I mean, why are you even at the hockey game? I mean, people go and, you know, stand by the bar, get something to eat. Like,
gotta close deals, I guess. You gotta close them.
Got TCB, take care of business.
Lens, you're quiet, man. What's going
just
on?
Just listening, man.
You got interesting stories.
That's just as important as speaking.
I'm just listening to your guys' conversation. It was getting good, so I was just tuning in.
Yeah. Yo, I appreciate that.
I learned a few things about the Leafs, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
And their fans.
So, Lens, you got a good story? Yo, for anyone who's listening, Lens... Lens is really funny.
Lens, come on, say Lens, something say funny.
Yeah, you want to sue me like that?
Come on, Lens, say something funny. This is my friend Matt Lens. He's really funny. All right, Matt. Say something funny.
Yeah, you guys got to meet my friend Matt Lens. Come over here. He's so funny. Matt, say something funny. Give me a joke.
You want a joke, David?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Matt, you couldn't come up with, like, a funny joke on the spot, so clearly you're not funny.
Well. Well, might have to Google one.
That doesn't make you funny. That makes you resourceful. There's a difference.
You know, David, you're really funny.
Hey, that's important to be resourceful.
Being resourceful is good. I mean, like being able to use the resources at your disposal is something that's really important in life, I assume.
If I didn't have a dictionary, you know, resourceful, my vocabulary wouldn't be the way it is today.
Yes.
How's your vocabulary? I just want to know how you think your vocabulary is. Like, where would you rank it on a scale of like 1 to maybe, let's say, 13?
Probably like over 13.
You have literally 3 lines you say. You go, oh my gosh, holy, and bro, so.
Fort?
Betsy, come Fort, get oh, me. Yeah. What are we, where are you?
Bro, that's my Matt Lens impersonation. Bro.
Holy. I don't know if this is a fine, but maybe we can like vote on it or something.
Hey Deck. Holy. I haven't done a podcast in a while.
So Matt, you're actually supposed to be on the last one. We didn't end up releasing it because the season ended.
Abruptly.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Dream maker.
No, it just what? Gets the boys song. Ready like, for this year.
I know the song.
You love your 80s music, hey, dude?
Yeah, that's okay. How about that? And good segue, Lens. Congratulations. You got a future in this, kid. I enjoy 80s music. I got my 80s playlist. I've gotten many compliments on it, mostly from people, you know, born, you know, 70s.
Like Paul?
Oh, man, I wasn't gonna date my coach, but, I mean, you can. I actually have no idea.
Wow.
Paul has given me compliments on my playlist. I take great pride in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just enjoy a lot of the old stuff, man. Me and Kilsey, Jack Kilroy, he's my roommate when we're driving to the rink. Yeah. A lot of old classic rock. I mean, he's got good taste in music. I enjoy.
Yeah, he does.
I enjoy his DJing skills.
He's good. I'm not a huge fan of his screamo music though.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that.
It's not screamo.
Like some of it's real heavy metal.
Some is really heavy.
Not a big fan of that.
Well, here's the thing. So like he likes, let's say, Metallica. Metallica has some songs that everyone can listen to, but they also have some songs that you have to be into metal to like it. But I mean, the 80s was a good era. Really enjoyed it.
The Dirt.
Leg Warmer. Wait, is that the... I don't know.
Leg Warmer, I don't know. We're going to have to get some...
The Dirt.
Our parents on here or something.
Man, I'm telling you, that movie is inspiring.
Okay, well, like... Just trying to think. Music in general.
You know what? My mind
is just very connective, because you're talking about, you know, you like 80s music, and someone our age can still appreciate older music, music of someone like, say, our coach who grew up listening to that music. It's interesting that way.
It's I think music's one of those things where it's like the best stuff. I mean, it's timeless, you know.
Yes.
It's going to be enjoyed forever. Like, I personally really like listening to Beatles music.
I think it's something that gets passed down from your parents, too, though. Like, if they listen to certain rock, then that's what you kind of listen to when you're younger.
That's true, because, like, growing up, my dad always listened to classic rock, so I grew up on that.
So, like, I think next generation might end up being a little bit different. We got all this.
My dad always had a XM 80s on 8.
Not a big deal. XM.
Sirius XM.
Wow.
Shout out to Sirius XM. They're giving us free XM radio, hopefully, if we can get a hold of them, get them to return our emails.
It'd be great if we could have a sponsor.
Yeah, if anybody ever wants a sponsor, hit us up. I mean, we really don't even need anything. We just kind of
want to say your name.
We just want to say your name. Need,
yeah, we... We just wanted to sound professional.
We just want stickers and business cards.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're just getting started up. It'll be a huge help. Anyone who loves the community, if you don't sponsor this podcast, you don't love the community. So
that's a bold statement.
Very bold.
Wow, David. That is the views of David Query and not me or Matt or the Pistons. But I think you
just called me David Query. My name is Max Neal.
Hey, that's just throwing
right
some
right under the bus.
Oh my god! So David cannot be trusted.
Yeah. For me personally, so like I said, listen to a lot of classic rock. I honestly listen to everything. Some genres more than others, like. I don't know. Good music is just good music. Like, I don't listen to a lot of country or, let's say, dance and techno, but there are songs in the genres I like. I'm probably mostly older hip-hop, classic rock, and,
Sean
like,
Paul.
Indie alternative. So, that's kind of me.
I do mix in... I'm pretty similar to you as far as that goes. I do mix in some country almost exclusively in the summer.
Yeah, no,
like
I get
chilling
that.
Out, hanging around a campfire, or stuff like that. Man. Like I feel like when it's summertime, you're not in the grind of the season. You're back home
country.
With your friends, and like it's just got this kind of relaxing sort of vibe.
Even
to it.
Just driving down the street in the summer with your on your tractor is just makes you want to listen to the country.
What kind of tractor
the
you got, Dad?
John Deere, of course.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got myself a tractor yet. I've just been leasing lately. I don't want to make a commitment. I mean, those things are expensive, and I just want to make sure I'm, you know, not making any mistakes. I don't want to get into it too haphazardly, you know?
Understandable.
Honestly, country kind of gets me in the feels sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty, like, really? Emotional music sometimes. Like.
Yeah, no, I think it can be more so than a lot of other
Well, I think country music
genres.
It tells a story, you know?
They all
like,
do.
Like a,
yeah.
A bit more directly.
It is a bit more like ballad based.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like where you may, maybe like a rap song, it might tell a story, but mm-hmm. not as directly as like country. It's
and
literally
not as
going through
country
it.
Music is very linear stories often.
Right, right.
Though like there's a lot of nowadays what I don't like is like pop country.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's just
like Lil Nas X. Like what?
No, 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 no. That
it's almost like pop music.
Like,
no,
that was a good song.
With, like,
what
the,
are
I'm
you
saying like
about?
Pop country, just like really basic artists. That's that. It's. They're country artists, but now they're just singing pop songs.
Oh, like Taylor Swift.
No, Taylor Swift's a pop artist.
Well, she's got
like,
some.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift's a pop artist for sure.
Like Sam Hunt is a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's kind of got a country vibe to his music, but he's much more of a pop artist.
Yeah, I'm very
artist.
Selective about which country I listen to, but I didn't peg you for a country guy at all.
I got a country playlist.
Well, you're talking to a guy who's lived in Calgary and Texas.
Like. I know, but I always hear you listen to. It's usually
it's
what
fires me up, like my rap music and all that. Like it fires me up. I got like a classic playlist that gets me going too. But my country's more so like,
you know what?
Just chilling.
Something that something that's pretty unique about me as far as my music tastes more lately. Like in the summer, I went to New York and I saw a bunch of these like Broadway shows.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Whatever. But I really enjoyed like listening to that music since then. So, like, even sometimes, like, before games and stuff, I will listen to, like, in particular the soundtrack of Phantom of the Opera, because I just find the music very, like, emotionally and powerful
right.
and stuff.
It's funny you say that, because, I mean, here and there I'll listen to, like, songs that will really pump you up. The only time I'll listen to, like, my own personal music before a game is when we're on the bus and I have my headphones. So it won't be like right before a game, but it's on the bus. And I pretty much always listen to very laid back, sometimes even like sad songs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be all pumped up. I just want to be kind of level zero. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It works for some people. Just that's how I like to prepare. But also
ABBA. I throw in some of that too.
Yeah. Speaking of New York though, love Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I haven't brought him up yet. He's got a couple of...
Yeah, I love him.
When I was... Well, like, the same deal, like, when I said... When I mentioned the Beatles, like, Frank Sinatra, just another timeless artist that's just never gonna not be good to listen to.
Right. Michael Bublé.
Michael Bubble.
Bubbly.
Bubbly.
By the way, shout out to Bubbly. They've texted us and said they sponsor us.
What is Bubbly? Is that a soda?
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's no sugar, no calories. It's a soda water. It kind of tastes like a Pellegrino, but like with a bunch of different flavors.
It's like an ad in itself. I drink three Bubblies every day to help keep me strong. No sugar, no calories.
Hey, Declan, can I get one of those?
Coming right up.
Yeah.
Talking about a hole in one.
I kind of want one too.
Matt Lenz, a man of many words. You know, if you spend any lengthy time around the Pistons, you'll get to know we quote a lot of movies.
Oh yeah, Bus
like,
Rides.
Just quoting Happy Gilmore right there for anyone who doesn't know. By the way, shame on you if you didn't know that was Happy Gilmore. Go watch it right now.
Speaking of movies, segue of the century right here. We all saw the Joker recently, right?
You know what? I actually didn't see the Joker. I couldn't make it to that movie.
Probably
night.
Shouldn't talk
okay,
about
never
mind.
It. Do you want to get a spoiler? Or are you going to watch it?
No. Spoil it for me. It's fine.
Okay.
What'd you think, Dak?
I didn't think it was that good, man.
No?
I didn't. No.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was okay. I thought Joaquin Phoenix
did a good job.
Did a great job.
Yeah.
I didn't think the movie as a whole was very interesting.
I feel like they just really tried to tell the story of like the Joker.
Yeah,
and
that's weird.
His life.
That's probably why they named it after him.
No, but like, it wasn't an action movie though. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's true.
And there was not that much action in it.
And there's a lot of people who are like, I didn't like that movie because I was expecting action. There wasn't. I'm not in that boat. Excuse me.
That's
I wasn't
first
expecting
level.
Action. I don't have a problem with. I mean, any action. I thought he did a good job of connecting his story to mental health. I don't know. I didn't think there was a lot of substance to it, though.
I don't know. I got into it. when I was watching. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, the storyline, it's a little weird. The movie's a little weird, but
yeah,
I thought it was, I don't know, it had its moments.
Are you going to go see the new Batman with, what's his name, Robert Pattinson? The guy who did Twilight.
Probably not. I don't know. I'll see.
I don't know.
I'll see what the reviews say. Rotten Tomatoes. See what that says.
You gotta love Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb.
Hey, it gave the Joker an 86.
Critic rating or audience rating?
Wait, it gave the Joker an 86.
Let's use our resources.
Oh, you resourceful young lad.
Okay, yeah, true. We have the internet at our disposal. Disposable? At our disposal.
We got disposable internet right here. It's trash.
No, I think you mean dial-up.
Anybody got the phone, I got to call the internet. I don't... None of us lived for around...
Me and Lens were in the 90s.
Oh, you weren't born barely in the 90s. Like, you guys were, you don't remember dial-up
in the
internet.
90s, man. Like,
wait,
both Beck and I.
When's your birthday?
June 2nd. So, like,
you lived like 6 months.
March, baby.
So, you got a couple months on me.
Hey,
couple more life
Joker
experience.
Was 68, not 86.
Okay, well, I saw 86. No.
Oh, I got a joke for you. Matt Lenz walks into a bra.
That's a good one, idiot. I thought that joke sucked.
It was funny.
Well, Declan, what kind of. I mean, what would be one of your all time favorite movies?
Okay, it'd be easy for me to say Space Jam, but everyone's probably tired as in you guys of hearing me talk about that.
Well,
so,
this isn't for us. This is for all the people out there who love hearing about the Pistons.
Just because we're on the topic of superhero movies, I loved the original Spider-Man series, the Sam Raimi ones, with Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst.
Mm-hmm.
Third one wasn't as good. That's common. One was amazing. Two was a masterpiece. Just for, I think, like, if you are a fan of film in general, you need to see that movie. And then the Dark Knight series I thought was great. And I feel like people forget about Batman Begins too much because that was an excellent movie. But yeah, all three very good.
Was it you were just making this point the other day, right?
I feel like this was earlier today.
Yeah, or this was earlier today.
Yeah. But yeah, no, they're really good.
First,
I mean, you could go on about other movies, but I just stick within that lane of comic book.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Spider-Man ones, I mean, 2 is definitely, in my opinion, better than 1, like with the Doc Ock.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
I don't know, the cinematography and
the ending.
The ending with that, where he gets, I mean, just a spoiler for Spider-Man 2 from what's it? It's got to be coming up on 18 years ago.
We've been frozen in ice for the past 15 years. We're so sorry.
Speaking of frozen in ice, Austin Powers, amazing film. I watched that again because it's just gotten back on Netflix. I watched it again recently.
Are all of them or which ones?
Great one.
I'm actually interested to know what a film like Austin Powers had on...
On Rotten Tomatoes?
On Rotten Tomatoes, let's see. The original...
Austin
70,
Powers,
that's solid.
International Man of Mystery. What was it?
That's the original, like, that's the first one.
Well, I mean, that's common for comedy movies, too, and so.
Yeah, it's comedy movies...
Like, a comedy movie's never going to get, like, 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No. Like,
Deck, you got marbles in your mouth?
Words are hard, okay, Lindsay?
You need a dictionary.
How are you? Movies.
Like, favorite series? Or
ones that come to mind that you just say are good flicks.
I don't know. I started thinking about, like, our bus rides, and we talk a lot about, like, Superbad, Benchwarmers, like, all these comedies.
We quote the Will Ferrell. The Will Ferrell comedy is pretty religiously.
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers.
That was one of the best bonding experiences we had, especially just, like, with sort of merging the groups on our team at the beginning of the season when we sat on a bus ride back from, I want to say, like, Winkler, and we just quoted movies. We went through, like, every Hangover movie and then a bunch of Will Ferrell movies. Like,
especially when it was a Hangover, I was amazing because I was just sitting there listening to it all. Like I was just laughing. I didn't say a word. I was just listening.
Oh, David, everybody, you guys quoted all that. It was funny.
Had a couple good... good ones in there too.
After a while, I was like, "Yeah, I just want to go sleep." But then it had to start. Yeah, no, for sure.
I thought I was watching the movie.
Like we talk about those movies a lot, and they're good to watch. But I mean, for me, I enjoy, like, if I'm thinking like top movies, I like a lot of the old crime movies or like gangster type movies. Yep. So like just a couple things, like maybe like The Godfather is up there for sure, Pulp Fiction, and then
love Pulp Fiction. Like
I said, Usual Suspects is a good one too.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
I have seen Goodfellas. I throw movie. That in there too.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? The actor who's like a short guy who's in Home Alone too.
Kevin McAllister.
No. The criminal guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He was Harry.
Harry.
Goodfellas. Well, once you hear the name, you'll be like,
yeah,
gosh.
It's gonna. He played Nicky Santoro in Casino too.
Joe Pesci. Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Joe Pesci.
Come on, David.
I'm kicking myself.
Robert
right now,
De Niro still in flicks now.
Robert De Niro.
Who wasn't he in The Joker?
I don't know. He was in The Godfather too, though. He was brilliant in The Godfather too.
He was in The Joker. Oh, you wouldn't know, yeah.
David didn't see it.
Ray Liotta. My dad has a friend who really looks like Ray Liotta. I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever told you, but you look like Chris Evans.
Why, thank you. I know.
That's why you're a captain.
Oh, my goodness. Shush.
Captain Pistons. Captain
Dude, that
Declan.
That was so clever. Remember when I said come prepared to the podcast?
Captain Deck.
We got to get Lucas to make a meme or like do some Photoshopping, gang.
Captain Toronto.
Get that happening.
You know,
a picture of you being Captain America.
You know, if you there's like those things on Facebook where it's like, which celeb do you look like? And it has your picture and then the celeb's picture and there's like in-between pictures. Me, Chris Evans, faded out. You couldn't tell the difference. Wow.
It literally just looks like 10 of the exact same photos next to each other.
Yeah. If me and Chris Evans had a child, it would look like us.
Oh, my God.
It would look like Chris Evans and Chris Evans had a child. Which didn't happen. We don't have a child.
I'm very sure of that.
No, you definitely do.
Has there been some kind of fertility issues or...
Yeah, I don't know him, so
that would probably
be the biggest issue.
You should get on that right away.
Wait, I had a quick question for Ryland. Ryland, did you go to the Iron Maiden concert?
What?
Did you go to the Iron Maiden concert?
Deck, I couldn't name you a song.
Did you? But you have the shirt.
I bought it at Urban Outfitters for $60.
$60? Yo, $60. Shut up over there.
Interview sour, baby.
No.
We can do it later. Not an interview, man.
Sour hour.
Kyle is...
Welcome to sour. Welcome to sour hour.
What's this thing called on the screen here that shows the volume of our voice, like on the recording track?
It's the sound.
Okay, well, just the sound. When you went bam, it looks like a heart rate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are you showing me that?
That looks beautiful. I want to, this is a pretty common one, but just like, anywhere you guys are really interested in traveling, I can start if you guys don't have anything.
I like traveling, yes.
I like...
I haven't done a lot, but I enjoy
salad. Shout out to Salad Girl.
We'll put a pin in that one, then, I guess.
Okay, well... I think we both like traveling. I don't know who doesn't.
Hey, do we have a little,
Okay, sorry, where were you, Lindsay? Talking about, like, practice?
Talking about practice?
You guys got to practice! You got to practice. I don't care if y'all have two broken feet. You got practice.
Could you never pass one hand, like I do?
Even if you can't run, we all find a way for you to practice.
On the car. Contagious.
It's contagious, bruh. That's contagious.
So contagious, bruh. Okay, where were we?
I mentioned something about
a little sidetracked. Oh, traveling. Yeah, three or more steps traveling in the NBA after you dribble the basketball. You don't dribble. You can only use your pivot.
Now, that is one definition, but another definition could be, like, going somewhere to experience, like, a different culture. Something. I don't know. I don't have, like, the Webster's in front of me, so I don't want to get, like, accused of misquoting the dictionary.
Yeah, I want to go to Europe bad, so there, that's me.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, Europe's a good place. You know, Europe's actually smaller than Canada.
Yep.
Deck, yeah, you know where you want to go?
Where would I want to go? Tell me, you Matt Lenz, tell me where I want to go.
You want to come to Texas.
Do I?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
To Grapevine?
Okay, yeah. What do you guys actually do in Texas, though?
We hunt. Not me.
Not me, but we.
But lots
there's,
of people.
There's hunting opportunities.
Do you hunt, Deck?
I don't hunt. I live in a city.
You want to learn how to
hunt? I
hunt
for...
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, I feel like... I mean, some of the Winnipeg guys get, but you and me, like... Living in a small town, being from, you know, Vancouver and Toronto, it's like
you a bit of a
people ask like, oh, yeah, so you hunt or do stuff like that, and like small townish kind of things. It's like, yeah. No, I don't.
I don't even know where I'd go to do that. I don't even know anyone, but I would like to learn, Matt. If you're offering, no, you can't.
I don't have guns, but we can go get some.
You know where you're gonna find those.
They got tons of guns.
You're going to get your guns at Snap Fitness.
Oh, yeah, nice one.
Snap Fitness, monthly memberships available, $29, maybe.
I drink two Snap Fitnesses every day.
No.
Well, I mean, I get my supplements at Supplement Kings. Shout out to Supplement
Yeah,
Kings.
Yeah, that's true. We already are sponsored by them. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a new sponsorship this year. If you're looking to get huge, you can get... You know, protein powder, shaker bottles, Bang energy drinks, and hoodies without sleeves.
What about day-to-day life?
I'm reading the rest of the prompts. That was good.
So, okay, let's talk about one more thing.
I want to go over my day-to-day life.
Okay, one more thing than what?
We got to talk about our interests outside of hockey.
Yeah, we did a lot. We talked about a bunch of different stuff. Okay.
I want to talk about my day-to-day life.
Okay, what's your day-to-day life?
No. You don't do anything, man.
You do nothing.
Guys, I do so much. Like, you don't even know how much. It gets so much that I don't even know how much it is.
Okay, so Matt Lenz does day-to-day life. He does so much. You don't even know how much it is. Thank you, everyone, for that.
Okay, so I wake up. Depending on the day, like, it varies, but we'll say around 10 a.m., eat breakfast, and then usually, like, I'll hop on Xbox, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, play some Fortnite, and then maybe go to the gym. Usually do that after practice, though. It's been the routine. And then go to the rink. We have practice, work hard.
Play hard?
Of course, work hard, play hard, you know.
You know, I usually do the exact same thing as you. This is crazy.
I feel like everybody has the same routine.
Except for the Xbox, I'll hop on PokerStars.
You have school, don't you?
I have a different routine than both you.
You got school, David.
I got school Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I volunteer Thursday mornings at Stony Brook. But, I mean, whenever I have the opportunity, I'll hop on, play some online poker, make bank, you know.
Okay. I work in the mornings. So I'm usually working, and then obviously practice, gym, and then I'm in a couple courses right now, so I'm come home and do some schoolwork for a couple hours.
Yeah, right.
It's
on.
A grind. It's a grind.
You know what? I just gotta say one more thing.
Of course.
That I think, you saying a grind reminded me of something we were talking about the other day at home. People who don't quite know like what junior hockey is all about and stuff, they think like, oh, that must
think
suck.
It's easy.
They think it's no, they don't think it's easy.
Well,
just
a lot
think
of people
it's
think we're living the dream.
It's easy.
A lot of people think we're living the dream,
which yeah. we are
but
we're living,
it's hard.
We're living
it's
hard
dream,
work
though.
But you throw a normal person in our schedule in our life, like, it's tough, you know, bus rides and stuff, it's a grind, but
it's hard work.
It's so much fun, and
it's great. The experience is awesome.
It's awesome, and I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Get to meet a bunch of new guys, become brothers with them.
Getting to have the experience of, like, being in a town where people like to come watch you play and care about how you're doing and support you and stuff, it's just not something you're gonna get, you know, anywhere else.
You guys are so soft. Okay, thanks for. You guys, no, that was cute, guys. No, it's true.
I got a big heart.
You guys are right. I'm so glad you guys could come on the podcast and be vulnerable like that. It means a lot. But, no, there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. Of course, it is all truth. But yeah, no, boys, thanks for coming on. If you guys are good with that, we'll end it off there.
Yeah, thanks, Dak.
Closing comments?
Thanks for having me, Dak.
Yeah, well, appreciate it, fellas.
And that's the way it is. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's how she goes.
All right, quote of the day, Matt Lenz, with your quote.
I'll take one from Paul Dick. When talent doesn't work hard, hard work beats talent.
If hard work beats talent, when talent.
Okay, I don't have quote. I don't quote. Well, okay, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Matt Lenz hoping to get a few more starts this year, obviously.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
I think Michael Scott had that one.
All right, well, thanks, boys, again. And maybe we'll have you guys on a little bit later.
Peace out. Thanks.